Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sanford Khan is our guest, folks. He's our new friend. And Sanford has been speaking and training people like you and me for a long, long time, decades, I guess you could say.
And he's
also produced the Cablevision series, Ask the Economist. He's the author of the 13 Great Economic Business Myths That Dominate Our Lives, and he's our new friend, Sanford Khan. Welcome to the show. I got all these people on my show today, and I've got to make sure I say the right name. Sanford Khan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, Sanford. The myths, isn't it interesting how people get things in their head, and they tend to believe them? And, you know, there's something called availability cascade. I don't know if you've heard the term or not before, but when you hear something in the media so many times, you eventually start to believe it's true.
Oh, yeah, it's called brainwashing.
Yeah, I mean, that's another term for it, Sanford. So in your book, you talk about some of these myths, and let's take the first one. You say economics is a science, is a myth.
No, they're definitely. The first economists were philosophers. If you go by the modern definition, they try to make it into a science, the study of the allocation of scarce resources, something
right.
along that line.
Right.
But no, that's not the definition of economics. I believe in the classical definition of economics, the study of human behavior,
mm-hmm.
the study of human behavior in its historical setting. Human behavior is psychology. The first economists, the classical ones, studied human behavior.
Look at Adam Smith. He wasn't a scientist at all.
No, these people were psychologists.
Right.
Psychology, what they teach in college and all that, is really part of economics. Economics is really an all-encompassing thing. It's psychology. How do people behave
right.
under a certain set of principles or conditions? That's psychology.
Why does this matter? Why is that your distinction about economics? Why should that matter to a small business?
Well, because then how are people going to behave to, like, price cuts? How do they behave to economic conditions like we have now?
Right. How are they going to behave to you changing your delivery schedule?
That's right. Also, your competition. I mean, mm-hmm. are your prices too high, or do you offer quality and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's all psychology. How will people react? People's behavior is not completely predictable. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, and of course, there are numbers. There is mathematics and some empirical elements of economics, obviously.
Yeah, there's equations, but those set of equations may work for certain circumstances. But 5-10 years down the road, you could have another set of circumstances, and they're still using the same equation.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't work.
You mean like people still trying to use Keynesian economics in 2011? Is that what you mean?
That's right. Yeah, unemployment was not supposed to go over 8%, remember?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? It did.
Mm-hmm.
Well over 8%. There's another, you know, your audience are small business people, and their business is an investment. And here's another myth that really pertains to your audience and also people who make investments. The purpose of any investment is to make money. That's the myth, the
mm-hmm.
yes or no. And no, if you think very short term, well, you could say yes. But the purpose of any investment, is not to make money. It's to increase your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a distinction. When you think of net worth, you're thinking longer term. What actions could I do today in my business, for example, that'll build its value 5-10 years down the road? By increasing the net worth, you increase your opportunity to make more money.
See, I think most small business owners agree with you on that because You and I both have seen too many small business owners defer their own immediate gratification for what they hope would be a payday down the road.
So you have to think in terms of net worth. What can I do today that will increase the value of my business down the road?
Does that kind of thinking apply to the way the stock market is being operated these days?
Well, the stock market thinks very short term.
It's all about trading now. It's not about investing anymore, is it?
That's right. But in the end, they do answer to economic circumstances. They really do. You're right. It's about trading, short-term trading. But also, you have a lot of foreign investors, and they do look at the economy eventually. Right now, the market is going up. The trend is up because the stock market likes a lot of cheap money. And the dollar is depreciating, and that's great for profit. That's great for sales. So especially for the big companies, because they make money overseas and it's translated into earnings here, it actually increases the earnings. But whether or not it'll keep going up when under that environment, fine. We could, as I put on my blog, I think it was last week, what's starting to bother me, the trend is up now. I can't argue about that. It is up. But are we setting ourselves up for a major double top? And I'm starting to get concerned about that.
Well, I am too. I am too, because they say that the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy. But when you've got a stock, I mean, have we ever had a time when the stock market was rising like it is, when unemployment was at the level that it is, and we still may have, you know, millions of foreclosures coming up? We still haven't had the majority of the foreclosures. There's some things that don't fit together right now for me, Sanford.
The market is governed by corporate profitability. And you can have high unemployment, but if corporate profits are rising, and it looks like they're going to be rising for the next year or two, yes, the stock market could go up, and that's what we're having now.
But is that a lagging indicator, though? Is the stock market a foretelling? I mean a leading indicator. Is the stock market foretelling where we're going with all the other headwinds we have?
Right now, the market is saying 6 to 9 months down the road, the economy will probably be getting better.
Yeah.
Better means their profitability will be getting better.
Right.
The unemployment rate will probably come down.
I'm going to say one thing. If there's ever been a time when the stock market as a leading indicator is going to be tested, I'm going to say it's going to be in 2011.
Right.
Hold on to that
forget.
Thought, Sanford. We've got to take a quick break. Sanford Khan is our guest. His book is called The 13 Great Economic and Business Myths That Dominate Our Lives. We're going to talk about some more of those myths. In fact, when we come back, I want to get him to talk to us about the business cycle. Is that something we can eliminate? 20 after. Stay with us.
If you have to, say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.